This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Well, good afternoon, folks. This is not Bradley Dean, but I am a boat rocker. This is Coach Dave Dobenmeyer sitting in today for my good friend Bradley. Honored to be able to do so. And yes, sirree, that's what I have in common with Bradley is I am a boat rocker, a Christian boat rocker, and at times even, what would you say, a Christian tinfoil hat realist of just everything that's going on here in the good old U.S. of A. Honored to be sitting in for Bradley, as I said. Going to be sitting in for him as well tomorrow. For those of you who are not familiar with me, I do host my own morning show out of, I call it out of the cornfields outside of Columbus, Ohio at CoachDaveLive.com. CoachDaveLive.com. And just like Bradley, I'm fighting the good fight of faith and trying to wake up sleepy Christians who are just shocked to find out that the devil is running loose. In fact, the devil's coming to church. The devil is coming to church, folks. I say that not only with tongue in cheek, but in reality of exactly what happened down there in Sutherland, Texas this weekend. Horrible tragedy. Another tragedy. The devil is coming to the church. Folks, you know, we live in unbelievable times. I was a high school football coach for about 35 years here in the state of Ohio. And back in the early 1990s, late 1990s, I'm sorry, I got sued by the American Civil Liberties Union for having prayer with our football teams while, you know, a veteran football coach here in Ohio. And I went through a two-year battle for our God-given right to be able to pray. And at the conclusion of that battle, I didn't lose my job. I laid down my job. I stopped teaching and coaching and went out and started Pass the Salt Ministries, which comes from Matthew chapter 5, verse 13, which says, "You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt loses its savor, it is henceforth good for nothing except to be cast out and trodden under the foot of man." And I have to tell you, way back in 1997, 98, 99, I began to see a lot of good for nothing Christianity when I went through my battle with the American Civil Liberties Union, so-called Civil Liberties Union. And so when we walked away, my wife and I, we walked away from our teaching and coaching job. Didn't get fired. We walked away and started Past the Salt Ministries, Matthew chapter 5, verse 13. And we've been on a nearly, what is today? Today's the 2017, so I've been on a 17-year sprint. Some call it a marathon. I've called it a sprint to try to awaken the church to the ungodly way that is breaking over the American horizon. That's what I said in 1997. Someone's got to go out and warn the pastor. Somebody's got to go out and wake up the church, that they've got to realize that we've got to stand up and push back and fight back in this great land if we're going to be able to save it. Now we look here in 2017. We go from Las Vegas, Nevada, 50-some people were killed, to New York City, where people are run down, not with guns, but with trucks, vehicles, to a sleepy little town in Texas where someone runs right in the front door of the church and begins to shoot and kill God-fearing, innocent Americans. The devil's coming to church, folks. Now, he's been at the door. He's been knocking on the door. He's been knocking on the door for quite a while. And for whatever reason, this spirit inside the church that we can go inside of our churches and hunker down and just pretend that the devil's not there, pretend that there's no battle outside that door, and just get in there and stay focused on ourselves, on our own lives, and be oblivious to the war raging outside there. Jesus told us that we were to earnestly contend for the faith, which was once delivered to the saints. We were told to occupy until he returns. Be perfectly honest with you, my friends, we haven't done a very good job of that. Again, Coach Dave Dobenmeyer sitting in for Bradley Dean of Sons of Liberty Radio. I apologize if I'm not your favorite guy, if you tuned in to hear Bradley, but Bradley's he's not able to be here today. If you would see Bradley and I together, Bradley's about 6'6", and I'm about a foot shorter than that, but we're two guys who are willing to stand side by side and take a stone and sling it at the devil. Where are we today, folks? Where are we today? What is the answer for the American Christian church? What's the question for the American society? And I look back over my shoulder back in November, almost a year ago now. But I just realized that even this minute, it's almost a year to the day that Donald Trump was elected president of the United States. And wonder where we are in regards to what we were seeing a year ago when everyone thought Hillary Clinton was going to be elected. And Donald Trump out of nowhere, a miraculous move of God in my humble opinion. Whether or not you think Donald Trump is a godly man, whether or not you think he's the answer to all the problems of America, you'd have to admit that the Lord worked a miracle that day when Donald Trump, like a bouncer at a bar, stepped in front of the White House doors and told Hillary Clinton that she wasn't coming in. But the great fallacy, folks, the great fallacy that we're dealing with today, the thing that a year later the church is going to have to realize, is Donald Trump's mantra that he's going to make the church great again. I'm sorry, make America great again. Donald Trump can't make America great again. No, I wish he could, but he can't. But there's someone who can make America great again, and that would be Jesus, working through his church, the body of Christ. If we make the church great again, we have an opportunity to make America great again. But as I look out over the landscape and the horizon of where we are today, a year later, has the church awakened at all? Has Donald Trump, as he stood at the door and put his toe in the door and blocked the bar like a bouncer at a bar, not permitted the evil Hillary Clinton and her crew to make it in? Has the church risen? Has the voice of the church been heard? Have Christians risen up and pushed back and fought back? And here today, a year later, we still are funding Planned Parenthood. We still see that the swamp hasn't been drained. We still see that Hillary Clinton and her Clinton cabal and her organized crime family are getting away with everything that they got away with. Folks are going to continue to do that until the church arises and make the church great again. Only the church can make America great again. Love to hear from you today as we go throughout the show. We're going to talk about a lot of different things. We're going to talk about how we got in this mess, how we got in out of this, how we get out of this mess, what it is that we can do to awaken our fellow brothers and sisters. And if you believe in free speech, this is a great place for you to join our free speech. And the number to join us here is 866-582-9933. I'm going to give that to you again because you may not have been expecting it. It's 866-582-9933. This is Coach Dave Dobenmeyer sitting in for Bradley Dean at Sons of Liberty Radio. And, as a guy, I'll be 65 this week. I'm sorry, this month, here in a couple of weeks, I'll be 65 years old. I've gone from living a young, vibrant, active life of a football coach to suddenly becoming a senior citizen, 65 years old, eligible for Medicare and all the stuff that goes along with it. I look out over the horizon, and my children and my grandchildren wonder what kind of nation we're leaving for them. 866-582-9933. Love to hear from you.
America was once a nation that honored and had a reverence toward God. Our founding forefathers established our country as a constitutional republic, deriving our laws from the God of the Bible and His Word. For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting to restore our nation back under the founding principles that made us great. We have dedicated our lives and our families' lives to the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and the truth of our nation's Christian and constitutional heritage. Today, we are asking you to join our family and join this fight by becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. When you become a son or daughter of Liberty, not only are you partnering together with us as a monthly financial supporter to help us as we spread the word, but you are also making a commitment to yourself that you will be a part of the answers to our nation's problems. Please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click the Spread the Word button on our landing page to find out how you can become a son or daughter of Liberty and join together with us in our quest to restore America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of Liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is conservative Arizona State Representative Anthony Kern. I recently attended the Take Back America tour hosted by nationally syndicated radio talk show personality Bradley Dean and was greatly encouraged by what I saw and heard. Bradley's combined message of faith and freedom is what America desperately needs to hear.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Sitting in for Bradley Dean today. You can find out more about me by visiting my website at CoachDaveLive.com, CoachDaveLive.com. I got a lot of great information there. As I said, I host my own morning radio show, 7 a.m. Eastern. That's standard time now, now that the clock has changed. 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time every 5 days a week, every workday, Monday through Friday. It's an interactive radio program. You can actually, we do it on Google Hangouts, and actually we have 30 people that are able to come on and interact with us and live interaction. The show's archived for later viewing. You can catch it on the Global Star Radio Network. You can catch it on several different venues. Check us out. Go to my website. Check out our podcast there. Everything on our website's free. All of the programs, all of the writings, everything we do. And we, as I said at the opening of the show, we do everything we can to rock the boat, to fight for truth, fight for, as Superman said, for truth, justice, and the American way. And I'm honored to be sitting in for my friend Bradley Dean here today. You know, folks, a lot of questions going on out there today that we probably don't want to ask. Maybe there's those of us in certain circles of Christianity, certain circles of the world that are asking, but you don't hear it much in mainstream media at all. And that question is, are we getting all the facts? Are we really and truly getting all the facts? You know, let me harken back a second to the shooting in Las Vegas, Nevada, about a month ago now, and all the many different stories that have come out of that. So much of the time schedule has changed about what happened, and I mean, just a lot of questions. The FBI, the police department in Las Vegas, not seeming to be able to get their story straight. This Stephen Paddock, mixed reports about Stephen Paddock, and it seemed to me that the FBI would be able to, whoever would be able to hold a press conference where they would be able to tell us exactly what happened to clear up some of this confusion. And you call me a conspiracy theorist, use whatever term you want to. Something about that doesn't make sense. Now, I have to tell you that there's something about this shooting in Texas that also just doesn't add up. And we see how, remember, there's only two teams, folks. There are those who are on the Lord's team, and then there are those who are on the devil's team. In fact, the scripture says you are of your father, the devil, and the works of your father you will do. The devil's got a team. And God is trying to awaken us. The good Lord's trying to awaken us to understand that the devil has a team, and that we're supposed to oppose him. We're supposed to occupy. We're supposed to fight. We're supposed to push back. And the greatest weapon that the enemy has is deception. I find it ironic that 54 years ago this month, John F. Kennedy was shot in Dallas, Texas. And that was the day in my life that I'll never forget, but also the day that I believe that a part of America died. But from that point on, we began to realize that the story that the government gave us, was giving us, wasn't the truth. As the old Perry Mason show said, the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. We look at what's going on down in Texas now with the shootings down there. I first started out hearing that this guy was he taught Bible school. He was a Bible believer, Bible school guy. See, they love to do everything they can, any time that they can, to try to paint the right as violent. We're violent. That's the message they want to put out there. That's the message they want all of us to believe. And now we find out, well, no, what? Maybe somebody said last night, oh, he's a part of Antifa. No, he's not an Antifa. He's a part of ISIS. He's a Muslim convert. And, you know, folks, there's just so much confusion out there because, as I said, Satan is the author of confusion. But the times in which we live, folks, one of the reasons that we seem to have so much fog of confusion out there is because so many of us, so much of our life is spent trapped in a helix or trapped inside of a spectrum of cell phones and computer and video games that we've almost lost the ability to be able to think clearly. We know that it tells us in Romans chapter 12, verse 1, that I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed. How? The way you think, the renewing of your mind, the ability to think clearly. Americans are not able to think clearly anymore. I had an opportunity this morning. Again, folks, Coach Dave Dobbenmeyer sitting in for Bradley Dean, if you're just tuning in. We do have phone lines open at 866-582-9933. We'd love to hear from you. 866-582-9933. I'll be sitting in for Bradley tomorrow as well. Had an opportunity this morning, as I often get, three, four times a year, I get a chance to go into a public school setting here in the Columbus, Ohio area. Two large metropolitan high schools have a class at their school called Radical Political Science. And in this Radical Political Science, which is a class designed just for seniors, I get invited in there. In fact, they gave me back-to-back days because of the presentation that I make to the kids. Give us the opportunity to go in there and speak to 100 in one school and 150 in the other school, seniors, openly go in and preach and teach about the gospel of Jesus Christ and why this is a Christian nation. I was in there today. I'll go there again tomorrow, and then I'll take Wednesday off, and I'll go to the other school on the other side of town. Both large, large metropolitan schools right in the middle of the suburbs. You know what I'm finding, folks? Not only are the students brainwashed, but their thought process doesn't even work. They're contradictory in their own arguments. They're contradictory in their own beliefs. This is the public school indoctrination centers I'm talking about. I was in there today and trying to lay a Christian foundation to explain to them that the Declaration of Independence, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal and endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights. And among those rights are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And to secure these rights, governments are instituted amongst men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. And try to help these seniors in high schools who are getting ready to go off to college. For 20 years from now, 20 years from today, will be leaders in their community. They'll be city councilmen, and they'll be elected officials. They will be in charge. And trying to help them open their eyes to see and understand and think about where we are, where we're going. And folks, they are so steeped in political correctness. They can't even make an argument that will make sense. I brought up with them today as part of the discussion, laying out the fact that we are a nation that's built on Christian principles. The idea of whether we're a Christian nation or not, that's certainly debatable, certainly open for debate today. Is America a Christian nation? I don't know about that. But I know that that the nation was birthed out of Christianity. But to see how unwelcome Christianity is in America today, in the schools today, in our government today, and now it's, what was it Ronald Reagan said? It's trickled down. Trickled down immorality. Trickled down atheism. That is now the religion of our public schools. And so we were talking today, debating today about the whole idea of whether or not abortion is murder. Now they're smart enough to know that if a baby is not alive, can somebody tell me why do they have to kill it? And they looked at me with, like, you know, deer headlights in their eyes. And I said it again. What does abortion do? What is an abortion? And they said, an abortion, well, it kills a baby. I said, listen, in order for something to be killed, doesn't even have to be alive. And they look at you, and they try to ponder what you just said to them, and then they immediately turn to excuses of, yeah, so what about the woman, and what about if she has an education, and what if the baby isn't loved, and on and on and on. I try to drag them back, and no, wait a minute, stay right here. Don't get off of this horse right here. Is the baby alive? Is the baby alive? And what is murder? What is the definition of murder? And they, of course, don't know, and I take them through the definition of murder is the premeditated killing of an innocent human being. That's murder. Is this baby, is the killing of that baby premeditated? Yes. Is the baby innocent? Yes. Is it taking its life? Yes. Why would abortion not be murder? Folks, they have almost the inability to rationally form an argument, defend the argument. They operate off of platitudes and I think and I believe and here's what I would do. And they have no firm foundation, no basis upon which their belief system is based. And I brought up the killings in Texas. And I stood there in amazement as I asked him, how many of you think it's wrong? How many of you think the killing in Texas was wrong? Every hand goes up. They said, yeah, well, I think it's wrong. I said, why? Couldn't tell you why. Just they thought it was wrong. Coach Dave Dobbenmeyer, love to hear from you. 866-582-9933. Got some startling statistics on the other side regarding the church. Don't miss it. We'll be right back.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME 44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME 44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME 44 to 42424.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Moral confusion is ruling the day in America. Coach Dave Dobenmeyer, sitting in for Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty Radio. Thank you, Bradley, for giving me the opportunity to sit in here. Enjoy it. Again, folks, you can find me at CoachDaveLive.com, CoachDaveLive.com. I have my own radio show live every morning, 7 to 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Coming out of the cornfields outside of Columbus, Ohio. Think you would enjoy it. Visit our website, CoachDaveLive.com. A lot of good stuff in there. A lot of stuff that will fire you up and explain why we are in the mess we are in, why we are in the situation we are in, and why it is that Americans, Christians in particular, have lost the ability to think. I was sharing with you before we went to break. By the way, let me throw the phone number out there in case anybody wants to dive in there. It's 866-582-9933. Again, 866-582-9933. I came across this statistic the other day. In fact, I'm going to give you some Barna statistics here in a minute in regards to the church. Remember, I spoke earlier at the beginning of the show that the only way we can make America great again is if we make the church great again. Donald Trump was merely a bouncer at a bar who blocked the door and now is waiting for the church to come running in and save the day. The church is too busy arguing whether Donald Trump's righteous enough to be president. The never-Trumpers being mad at Donald Trump and so much pride involved. And here we are a year later, and Trump has been fighting the good fight, and a great opportunity for the church to be great again, for us to step into the gap and defund Planned Parenthood and do away with some of this crazy stuff that we got on in America, and the church won't arise, and the church can't decide whether they like him or whether he's too unrighteous of a leader. It's unbelievable, my friends. What's going on here in a good U.S., a good old U.S. of a day? But I saw a statistic last week, shared it on my show. It's one of the most startling things that I've ever read, I think, and saw it again today when I was at the high school, as I spoke of earlier. I was in the high school earlier today, and got kids to admit, or at least sort of admit, that an unborn baby was alive. It's hard to believe that 44 years later they're still calling it a blob of tissue, but they are. The propaganda of the left, the lies of the left are amazing. The propaganda that a baby inside of a mother's womb is a blob of tissue. How far have we progressed beyond that, really, the truth? And shouldn't that be something that would be taught in Americans' public schools? If so many people are having abortions, if sex education is what it is, and they teach that in school, don't you think it would be necessary that we would inform people about what all took place in regards to an abortion? In fact, my daughter, our oldest daughter, Abby, who played softball at Hillsdale College, graduated from Hillsdale. Abby, when she was in high school, her senior year, had to have reconstructive knee surgery. She hurt her knee playing basketball. And I'll never forget when she went to the orthopedic surgeon the first time. The orthopedic surgeon sent home a video with her. Yeah, that was in the days of video. I told you how long ago that was. She sent home a video with her that she had to watch. It showed exactly what the surgery was. It was actually a film that showed the actual incision and how they go in there and how they reconstruct it, so that she'd know exactly what was going to be done to her, and she could make a decision whether or not she wanted that to be done to her. It was actually a video for her and for her parents, her mother and I, to look at. And I think about a woman who's going to go in to have an abortion. Don't you think that'll be required to show them the blood and guts of what an abortion really is? Isn't it time that the American church moves beyond the kids in our schools believing it's a blob of tissue? Isn't it time we got past that? But I saw the most startling of statistics last week on my show. I was sharing it with others, that recent research on the views of American, Christian Americans, their views on religion and on abortion produced the most startling statistic of all, and it said this. The 33% of self-proclaimed Christians, and I got another chart I'm going to talk about with you here in just a second, so hang on. But 33% of self-identified Christians admit that abortion is the taking of an innocent life. They didn't go as far maybe to call it murder, but they said it was the taking of an innocent life. 33% of Americans said that, but then said this. 33% of the Americans admitted that it was the taking of an innocent life, but agreed that it should be legal. Now, I'm going to let that sink in a second. 33% of Christians, self-identified Christians, believe abortion is the killing of an innocent human being, yet they believe it should be legal. Folks, I don't even know how to respond to that. I don't even know how we wipe away the moral confusion of Americans to be able to say such a ridiculous thing like that. Other than we do know this, don't we? As I found out today when I went into that high school, that the belief system of most people, most young people in America, who 20 years from today, 25 years from today, they're going to be the leaders. They're the next generation of leaders in America, and their entire worldview, their entire thought process is based upon something called moral relativism. Moral relativism. Meaning what? Well, they believe that it's situational. They believe that, yes, this is right, but if you have a reason for why you're doing it, it's okay. That their values are not your values, and they don't have the right to tell you how to live your life. Let me go quickly. Here we got a caller, Tim in South Carolina. Let's jump Tim in here. Tim, God bless you. What's on your mind there today, Tim?
Hey, Dave. How are you, man?
Doing great, brother. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, sure. There's a couple of things. One is, the Bible is pretty clear that God... the people don't learn when God's gracious to them. I think it's Isaiah 66. I forget right now, but they learn when he is in his element of judgment. And the way that you respond to these people about, well, you know, killing the baby in the womb is not by sitting here and having a dialogue with them, or not by having or forcing them into ultrasound. The way you deal with them is start executing justice. And I mean, when I say executing, I mean by the way the Bible says it. You start dealing with these paid hitmen who get $200 a pop to off the people's offspring. Then you start dealing with the women who pay them to do it. They're paying the hitman. They're not the victim. And a lot of pro-life people gave me down the road when Donald Trump said that the woman ought to face the penalty too, you know, because she's part of it. And then he backtracked on that. The issue is we need to go to abolition. We need to eliminate abortion. It should be a premeditated murder, period, plain and simple. The Bible's pretty clear on that. I'm not interested in what anybody's opinion is. Our Creator, the one who is referenced in our Declaration of Independence, gave the rights, and among those are life. That's the first one that's referenced. That should be the thing that is most protected. And everybody says, well, how can you protect that if you're for the death penalty? Because the death penalty eliminates the people who are after life. That's the point. But above
and the people who are put to death in the death chamber are guilty. The unborn child inside the mother's womb is innocent. Those two things are different. And, Tim, I stand with you on abolition, but you do understand that National Right to Life and all of these huge pro-life organizations, Tim, they have all taken the position that the woman shouldn't be punished. Now, I agree with you, brother. It was amazing to me that Donald Trump, just using logic, maybe he had never thought about it before. They asked President Trump that, and he said, you know, they asked him, should a woman be punished? And he just used some logic and said, well, if it's against the law, yeah, she ought to be punished. Yeah, she should be punished. But, Tim, that's not the view of most pro-lifers. It's unbelievable.
Well, no, and that's why people like Dan Fisher running for governor of Oklahoma, I mean, he has taken that stand. He's moved from the quote-unquote pro-life. I still use the term because of what it is. But that's why he's moved from that to abolition. But it's more than that. I mean, Donald Trump was right on that. But look, let's be honest, okay? Let's just be honest here. Donald Trump is not fighting the good fight of faith because Donald Trump doesn't know what the Constitution says. I wrote an article, it's on sonsoflibertymedia.com, about the issue regarding the DOJ and searching Hillary Clinton. And people need to understand this, Dave. This is not an issue about a party. The Republican Party is a failure. They are a failure. I don't care what their platform says. Look at what they do. They regulate abortion. They don't abolish it.
Tim, I couldn't agree with you more, brother.
Yeah.
The problem, is not the Republican Party or Donald Trump. We have met the enemy, and it's us, Tim. We are the ones who are supposed to lift up that righteous standard. And I don't know what Donald Trump's position is. I don't know if he's saved or not, Tim. I don't know. I heard that he said a prayer. I don't even know what that means anymore to say a prayer.
Okay.
I don't know what his position is. But, Tim, how many pastors do you hear crying out for the unborn? Tim, it's the silence of the pulpit.
I agree with that, but this is not about the unborn. This is about everything around it. And this gets back to the people, okay? When people elect a person to office, those people are asking for your vote because they're going to uphold something. And when they go to D.C., they're upholding a constitution.
Yes, sir.
Now, if they don't know what that constitution is, you should not consider them electable, period. I don't care if you only think you have two options, because the fact of the matter is, America, you have 100-something options every year or every 4 years for the presidency. You have every 2 years for Congress. And the point that I'm making, Dave, is this. Too many people – look, I'll pat Trump on the back when he does what's constitutional – but there's a lot of stuff he does unconstitutional, and I see so many people on, quote-unquote, our side who want to defend him and justify it because of, well, we didn't get Hillary, or we didn't get this, or it's not as bad as that. The fact of the matter is, when it comes down to this issue of, like what he said over the weekend, about the frustration that he can't tell the DOJ to investigate Hillary.
Yeah.
Guess what, America? Our Constitution says he is it in the executive.
Tim, we're up against the clock. I'm with you, brother. I'm with you. One of the founding fathers said those who think you can be ignorant and free are hoping for what never 833 866 582-9933. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
As a small business owner, the world offers an abundance of obstacles, especially now, that just crush my spirit. I believe that's against what our founding fathers had intended for a hopeful nation and a hopeful people. Having Christ as my hope and redeemer, I know we have the victory. And finding Bradley on Sons of Liberty Radio has encouraged me to take heart, remembering who we are in Christ, and to be ready to stand up boldly in the face of oppression.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Tim from the South Carolina. I agree with you, Tim. Sorry I had to cut you off there, brother. We were coming up against the break. Coach Dave Dobbenmeyer sitting in for my friend Bradley Dean. I thank Brad for giving me this opportunity. Abolition. Let's talk about abolition a little bit. I didn't mean this entire show to become about the issue of abortion, but I think there's no issue in America that exhibits or demonstrates the confusion in the mind of the average American citizen than abortion. It just is absolutely chock full of discrepancies, of contradictions. And we've had it for so long. See, people say, listen, it's like slavery. You think about slavery, and we had the abolition of slavery, and I don't know, there was probably a time where they tried to regulate slavery, and we know the Dred Scott decision said that a human being was six-tenths of a black man was six-tenths of a human being, and that, of course, was some form of regulation of slavery, I suppose, but we fought a bloody civil war. And that bloody civil war was fought over the fact that there were a group of people that said, no, enough is enough. We're not going to tolerate the enslavement of human beings by other human beings. And the way that they were able to get away with it, the enslavement of black Americans, was the same excuse they use today. The argument they used was, well, they're not really human. Dred Scott said six-tenths of a human being. That was the government. That was the government who was speaking clearly, the Supreme Court saying that a black man was not a human being. Now, we look at it today, we say, well, that's ridiculous. How could anybody possibly think that? But here we are in 1941 through 1945. We know about the Nazi Holocaust and that they were able to kill the Jews in the ovens because why? Well, they said that they were less than human. They were subhuman. The same argument they used for the blacks in the 1860s, they used for the Jews in the 1940s, saying, well, they're not humans. If they're not humans, well, then of course you can kill them. And the same arguments now since 1973 being used on little unborn children. And what's the argument they use in unborn children? Well, they're not human. They're not human beings. That's the issue. And we keep falling into the same old trap. Wouldn't you, folks? Wouldn't you think at some point, somewhere along the line, the devil would run a different play? But he doesn't. The scriptures tell us that we're not to be ignorant of his devices. And he keeps running the same play over and over. Maybe changes the direction of it. Maybe instead of running it on the left side, he runs it on the right side. But it's the same deceptive play that he runs over and over and over again. And we continue to be fooled by this debate that in the church today, in the American church today, pastors will not talk about baby murder. And the confusion that we see. I had a discussion today. Again, I was at the high school today. And I'm having a discussion with a young lady who was so pro-abortion, it was almost, oh my Lord, it was almost demonic, trying to reason with her. And I said, listen, sweetheart. Yeah, I called her sweetheart. She's 17, 18 years old. I said, listen, sweetheart, you can't kill your baby. Right now, if you find yourself pregnant, and you say it's your body, and it's your womb, and it's your choice, can you please tell me right now what would happen to you if you killed that baby? Well, she kind of hemmed and she kind of hauled. She says, well, I suppose I would get in trouble. I said, yeah, you would get in trouble. She said, but I could take some type of abortifacient to make it abort and maybe nobody would know it. And I said, well, yeah, you might be able to do that and you might be able to get away with it. But if you don't get away with it and they catch you for killing your own human baby, you're in trouble, sister. You're in trouble. Now, then I ask her this. Are you sitting down, friends? I ask her this. Do you have the right? Seeing how all of our rights, we like to say, in our government come from the people. We, the people, are the ones who grant rights, although we know that the Declaration tells us that our rights are God-granted rights. And I said to her, the young lady, if you don't have a right to kill your baby, can the government give that right to a doctor? How can you grant a right that you don't have? You as an individual do not have the right to kill your unborn child. How did we get to the place in America where women, because of the government, can grant a right that they don't have to a doctor to kill their baby? To hire a mercenary. And then to see that, for the most part, we can say it, most people in the American church are pro-choice, with exceptions. They're not anti-abortion. As Tim said, they're not abolitionists. They don't want to see doing away with slavery. Can you imagine a time in America where they told you, well, you can have slaves, but you have to give them 24 hours before you can put the shackles on them. Or you can have slaves, but you can't separate them from their families when you have them. Can you imagine regulating slavery like that? Can you imagine regulating any type of operation at all like that? But we do it with abortion. Why? Because it's a great deception. And that great deception has caused us to become brainwashed. And we were talking the other day on my show about the major problem. I'm thinking I'm going to word this. One of the greatest things we're fighting in the church today is that we've inverted the first and the second commandment. You say, Coach, what do you mean, inverted the first and second commandment? Well, Jesus, if you recall, the first Pharisees and the Sadducees came to Jesus and they tried to trap him. And they said, what's the greatest commandment? Trying to pin him down. And he said, well, let me tell you something. He says, really, there's only two. There's only two commandments. He says, the first and the greatest commandment is that you would love the Lord your God with all of your heart, all of your soul, and all of your mind. And the second is like the first one. You shall love your neighbors yourself. So two things we have to think about when we read that statement from Jesus. Number one, if you love Jesus, you love the Lord with all of your heart, all of your soul, and all of your mind, how much love is left over for your neighbor? I'll say that again because it went over some of your head. If you love the Lord with all of your heart, all of your soul, and all of your mind, how much is left for your neighbor? And is it possible to love your neighbor as yourself if you don't love the Lord with all of your heart? So we've inverted it, and here's what I mean by that. Lord said, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. And we do love him, but we compromise on his commandments. And we hear people that don't want to speak out against abortion. We hear people that don't want to punish women for killing their own children. And why did they do that? Because they have inverted the first and the second commandment. They love their neighbor above or more than they love the Lord. Fealty to the scriptures. Fealty to our Lord. Fealty to his judgment and his laws. Our complete allegiance to his precepts is loving the Lord with all of your heart, all of your soul, and all of your mind. But to say, I think we ought to stop abortion, but we don't want to criticize women who've had it because, oh, they're suffering. No, folks. No, that's getting it upside down. And if the church can't cry out for justice, if the church can't cry out for judgment, the scripture says that mercy triumphs over judgment. Judgment must come first. If judgment does not come first, then mercy cannot truly show up. Mercy triumphs over judgment. The Bible says that the law is a schoolmaster that drives folks to repentance. Is it impossible to truly turn to Jesus and serve Jesus without having been completely broken? And Jesus said, people say, well, Jesus loves everybody. I said, well, we could debate that one a little bit, but I know this, that Jesus loves you so much that when you come to him, he asks you to die. He loves you so much, he says, die. He says that you've been crucified with Christ, but nevertheless, you live. But not you, because you died. But nevertheless, I live in you. And the Christ that you now live, you live by the grace of the Son of God who died and gave himself for you. Folks, we've got it so upside down and sideways. We're in the condition that we are in today because of the condition of the American church. We're in the condition we are in today because of the condition of the individual Christian and the warped view that they have of truth and of justice and of the Bible. They're all confused. God bless you, folks. Listen, Coach Dave's sitting in for Bradley Dean. I'll be back here tomorrow. In the meantime, go to CoachDaveLive.com. Check me out. CoachDaveLive.com. Let's stand up for truth. Let's make the church great again.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.